Peter and the Wolf. The story is of a young boy who became a hero by not quite doing what he was told. Now, usually, before this story begins, the narrator describes how each of the characters in the story is described by one of the instruments in the orchestra. But I'm sure you know all that already, don't you? All right, well, let's see if you do. Who's being represented by these three French horns?
Yeah.
he met was a little bird up in a big tree. The bird was chirping away merrily. All is quiet, all is quiet, all is quiet, all is quiet. Yes, all was quiet. Even the pond in the middle of the meadow was still, because there wasn't a breath of wind to ruffle it. Soon, a duck came waddling around. She lived in Peter's backyard, and she was glad that Peter had left the gate open, because now she could take a nice swim in the pond that was in the middle of the meadow. The bird saw the duck and flew down next to her on the grass. "Ha!" said the bird. "What kind of a bird are you if you can't fly?"
"Quack!"
said the duck. "What kind of a bird are you if you can't swim?" And she dived into the pond. They argued and argued, the duck swimming around the pond majestically, and the bird hopping along the shore. Suddenly, something else caught Peter's attention. It was a cat sneaking through the grass. The cat thought, while the bird is busy arguing with the duck, I'll just grab it." And she crept towards him on her velvet paws. "Look out!" yelled Peter to the bird, who immediately flew up into the tree. thinking, is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird may have flown away. Grandfather appeared at the gate. He was very angry because Peter had gone out into the meadow. He said, "But this is a dangerous place. Imagine if a wolf came out, then what would you do?" Thank you. No matter how fast she waddled, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer and nearer, matching up with her. He got her, and with one gulp,
thank you.
wolf's head and touched it with his wings. And the wolf snapped at him from all sides. Meanwhile, Peter had been making a lasso out of the rope, and now he began lowering it down. And down. And down. Until he caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf became furious and began to jump around, trying to get loose. Parade. following Peter, the hunters, leading the wolf.
Alive.